There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, put your mittens on your kittens, and away we go. The Friday edition of Midday Mobile. Hey, I'm Sean. Glad you're here. And phone number and the text line, they're the same. Make it easy here. 343-0106. 343-0106. You want to get through to the show. Maybe it's this show today, or maybe it's you know, tomorrow during Prep Sports Report, or maybe you want to check in with Bill Finch or Sip and Chew on a Sunday. Listen, we got a lot of shows on the weekends as well and all through the week, so that's why we arrive at 56 hours a week of live local programming, and that phone number and text line works for all of them. So enjoy it. Also, we have the FM Talk 106.5 app that has that talkback feature on it. You can send messages in. I heard some that came into the morning show today. That was not very nice. It was not. I heard it was not very nice. Maybe I grinned, but it was not very nice. All right. So we've got a lot to talk about. People, they come together. People, they fall apart. Didn't Moby say that? The riff that happened yesterday, and we'll talk about this hour. I want to hear from you between Musk and Trump. I know some people out there are saying, like, Sean, you just don't get it. See, this is 4D chess. What they're doing is they're acting like they're having a fight now, and this will help. This will help Musk's businesses. Which, by the way, I bought some Tesla today when it was down. I made $1.06 a share already. The battle between a couple things are interesting. First of all, to go back and listen to what was said by Trump about Musk and Musk about Trump, and then so within 24 hours, then it's all over. That tells you it's shallow, maybe. But back to the 4D chess part, that this is all a feign out there. What? Give me your best theory on the text line. What is this? They're going to act like they're angry at each other, and that's how they're going to find the real killer? I mean, what movie have you seen? Like, okay, here's the plan. We're going to act like we're the cops, and we're going to act like one of us is against the other one, and then the killer's going to step out from the shadow. I mean, what? Please tell me. Please tell me what it is. Because I'm at loss. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people say, there's this distinct plan out here. The two of them sat down and said, okay, we're going to act like we're angry at each other, and it's all going to, arrive at this, whatever that is. Please tell me what that is on the text line. So we'll get into that this hour. I do want to hear from you on that. Also, a headline that really got me interested here as I went through one of my children trying to get their star ID or real ID. The TSA has put a memo out now, and I don't know if you saw this. TSA is urging people to stop trying to use their Costco card instead of the star or real ID. That's something that TSA has had taken time to put out a memo on. We'll get to that in a bit here. As we start off, though, I want to say at least some of the gunplay stories are coming back to where they should be. Good old-fashioned, wholesome American shooting stories. After we've had heartbreaking and disgusting stories this week, from the shooting at the Sanger during the Child's Dance recital, to a two-year-old in bed with his parents getting shot when people shot into the home, striking the child in the face. I saw this one from WKRG, and I said, listen, that's the good old, let's do the way it should be, the way shooting should be. I mean, this is, let's bring you back to your roots, good American pie here. A man has non-life-threatening injuries after he was shot last night outside of where? Okay, anybody? You're going to think the way we've been going. You know, we've had child's dance recital in the house with the kids. You know, maybe this person was volunteering, you know, doing charity work. Maybe they were ministering, you know, to elderly people. Maybe it was a child, you know, that's raising money for their sick sibling or something that would be shot. That's kind of the trend we've been on. But no, this is good old-fashioned. Outside a liquor store. I can take this, okay? I can take this. The other stories I cannot take. They break my heart, literally, figuratively break my heart. They truly do. Like, y'all have heard me stumble over it some this week because it makes me that sick. But these stories here, good. So according to MPD, the shooting followed an argument that happened outside of My Boy's Liquor Store in the 700 block of Holcomb Avenue. You know, this is what we need. When I have a shooting story to report, when the crime blotter comes out and talks about a shooting story, this is what it's supposed to be. Somebody in front of the liquor store getting shot. Okay? Now that, if we have to have a certain amount of gunplay in our fair city, let it be out in front of the liquor store. Nothing. I go to liquor stores. I'm not anti-liquor store. I'm actually a proponent of liquor stores, like private capital being risked to open a store versus the state of Alabama running the liquor game. Whole other discussion. But the good old wholesome stories of getting shot in front of the liquor store. Let's do more of that and less shooting damn kids, huh? How about that? Have grown men being shot in front of liquor stores. That's the city I grew up in. That's what I want. We can go back to those values. The values of getting shot in front of the liquor store. So there you go. Also in state news, because we're about to get in this. I see the text line popping. We're going to get into the Trump must thing. I guess I didn't get to talk to Jeff about it. The rumors of Caroline Dobson taking over as president of the Public Service Commission didn't look like they came to fruition. Story from Yellowhammer. Landnap has a bunch of people have it. This one just from Yellowhammer said, Cynthia Almond. Appointed as new president of the PSC. Said today, Governor Kay Ivey appointed State Representative Cynthia Lee Almond, a Republican out of Tuscaloosa, to serve as president of the Alabama Public Service Commission, filling the vacancy left by, y'all know who, Twinkle Kavanaugh, who stepped down to join the Trump administration, doing USDA stuff here in Alabama. Governor Ivey said today, Cynthia has proven to be an extremely effective public servant and leader, and I'm confident the people of Alabama will be even better served when she takes the helm at the Public Service Commission. Since 2021, I've been able to count on Cynthia to get real, meaningful work done in the legislature, and while I know the people of Tuscaloosa will miss her representation in the State House, every person across the state will now benefit from her leadership on the Public Service Commission, end quote. Okay, so anybody know her? I don't know her. She said in response here, Cynthia Almond said, I'm honored to have been asked by the governor to fill this important position. It is one I accept with great enthusiasm. I know how important the commission is to the people of Alabama and to the industry sectors it regulates. I believe my training as an attorney and a legislator will prove to be helpful in performing this role. I appreciate greatly the confidence shown in me by Governor Ivey, and I'll work hard for her and the great state of Alabama, end quote. Just watching this, and hopefully she does the best, and hopefully I can get her on the show. It's not as discussed out there as it should be, but Public Service Commission, the PSC, you hear us mention on the station a lot, their job is to regulate utilities. Right, since utilities don't have the sharpening and grounding effect of the private marketplace, right, where you have to compete, there's a set of rules that set up how utilities work and what they can make and all that. Think about this. We talk about a representative republic, and you elect, you know, Joe or Jane to go represent you at the state house level, state senate, and federal house, and federal Senate, they're up there to do the work of their constituents, which I would say in that case, it's got to be pretty hard too, because if you're elected by less than 90% in an election, there's a lot of people that you may not be doing what they want you to do. But in the case of somebody head of the Public Service Commission outside of those, let me see what she said here. Because I'm not anti-industry. I just want to point out what I need to point out. She said her job, you know, to the wherever it was. Yeah, she said, I know how important this commission is to the people of Alabama and to the industry sectors it regulates. Okay. Outside of the industry sectors it regulates, this is a job unlike the others because you're elected to be Republican or Democrat representative. You go to Montgomery, you go to Washington, and there are people that disagree with you and considerable numbers disagree with you on maybe policy out there. But the way our system works, more people voted for you than others. In the case of the Public Service Commission, I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, maybe Libertarians. They want you to regulate the utilities to make sure we're not getting ripped off. It's nonpartisan, bipartisan, whatever you want to call it. It's a job where your job is to be, what would the people want, right? As the people who pay bills to gas and power and water in the state of Alabama, what would they want? And I think you can get a plurality there of people who want to make sure we're getting the best deal, right? That we're keeping rates as low as possible to be able to provide the services needed. So I hope the best. I'll say at the beginning here, I hope the best, and I hope that spirit infiltrates the new leader of the Public Service Commission. Yeah, listen, let me be idealistic for a second before pragmatic. All right, coming right back. We'll get your text, and then, yes, the breakup heard round the nation. Is you Team Trump? Team Musk? Is this 4D chess? Tell me how that works.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1222 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Go to the text line here. CA said, hey, Sean, the Doom Goblin is getting peace in Gaza. He's taking a fast boat to China. It's time to get rid of Taiwan. You know, I wondered about that. You're talking about Thunberg, Greta, I think, CA. Dalton and I talked about in the hallway. What powers the ship she's on over there going to Gaza? Probably petrochem, right? Just checking. B-Dark said, I know one thing, scrap metals bottomed out today, paying less than 1978. Well, that's not good. How's my trade basically now? It's been a decent run here on Bitcoin for me. And we'll see the additional Tesla stuff today. Here's the difference though. I'm not speculative. I'm going to sit on it because B-Dark, I've got the cans. Obsessive at my house. We keep the cans, and then occasionally I go cash in for that big money. Roll up there, see my people at, hey, what's up, at Dean Scrap Metal. I know they listen up there. Hey, Dean. Go up there, and they make it rain. I mean, I walked out, I think, with $28 last time. but those prices, yeah, I need something. I need the Chinese to start doing what they were doing, buying all our metal or something again. Fire Dog says, Thunderdome, two men enter, one man leaves. Yeah, well, We wish that, Fire Dog, I'm with you, and we've wished this would happen with these dirtbags in the past. You're going to be tough guys. Shut down Brooklyn, go out in the middle of the tarmac, y'all shoot it out. But they don't do that. They don't do that. Squirrel Vereen, in one story about community activists reacting, WKRG tried to group John Young with the kind of grifter he talks about, Reverend Martin Liu. More performative activism will be the NAACP's Wear Orange event. PMI, I put it up, Scroll Vereen. PMI did a story just on John after he came off the show the other day. So they did it in like his own story about it. Which, by the way, John's show, Monday nights at 8, tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, John Young. Tim, Sean, if they get a handle on this violence problem, it's not going to look good. If they can get a handle on this violence problem, it's not going to look good and it's not going to be pretty. Prine was addressing some of it, and you saw what happened to him. That's why nobody's touching it. We'll get back to some talk about Elon here. I saw, when did this come in here? Somebody was agreeing with me here. So it must have been fantastic, the post here. They're agreeing with me on the good old fashioned violence. All right, let's see. Let's find this. Where did it go? It was such a brilliant text here, and I'm upset that I didn't get it, or I can't find it now. It was, this one from, I've lost it. At some point, I will find it. Somebody agreeing with me. What I want is, if we're going to have the gun violence, let's do the good old-fashioned gun violence. Let's do, like, man shot outside a liquor store. That's the way it should be. That's the kind of gun violence people can get around, right? That's the man in front of liquor store. Let's do more man in front of liquor store than child in bed with parents. Kids watching this go down at a dance recital. So we'll find this at some point. But whoever you were, Texter, I appreciated you. Appreciate you very much, what you said. So, but it's been lost in all the other texts coming in. All right, so let me just go to the top of the stack here. Let's see. Bob Dog says, I saw a post on Facebook that said this Trump-Elon breakup saga is like watching presidential Mean Girls. Yep. It's interesting. And, of course, both of them having social media platforms to put it up and battle it out is amplified, right? I mean, so both go to their corner, and their corners happen to be social media platforms. Now, Elon has the advantage there. He's wealthier than Trump, and Twitter or X is obviously more ubiquitous than True Social, but it is interesting. We're at a time now, I told you 30 years ago, you're going to have two people that are under under the same election, and they're going to battle it out going to their respective media, social media platforms and doing it. You probably say, what are you talking about? All right, thank you. I found this out. I found it again. Thank you, Texter. Unnamed Texter said, Sean, nothing screams more than all-American shooting than Uncle Earl's Auto Parts Lingerie Shop and Liquor Store in West Wilmer. Bubba and Scooter exchange over 27 shots at each other, and old Scooter got hit once in the right ankle. That, Texter, that's what I'm talking about. If we're going to have gunplay stories, let's make them the good old-fashioned gunplay stories. Earl gets shot, Scooter gets shot. Somebody in front of the liquor store, you know, that's what if we're going to have gun stories, let's have that story in front of nightclub at 3 o'clock in the morning, in front of liquor store. That's the kind of gun violence I grew up with. That's what we want to go back. Let's see. Michael says, I hauled nearly 40,000 pounds of scrap last week, 7.5 cents a pound in Florida. Here, I thought for a while the Novelis plant was coming in specifically because I was saving so much aluminum, they were ready to buy from me, but I don't know. Oh my gosh, these are jumping around. Let's see. Superbomb says, why would Elon try and go nuclear? I believe that if Trump was on the list, the Dems would have released his name long ago under Biden, especially during the presidential race. P.S. The Bayway and Causeway westbound backed up. Happy Friday. You're talking about him going, well, he's on the Epstein list? Yeah, well, they're going to throw things. I guess it gets down to, and they talked about it this morning too, Trump's loyalty, and he demands loyalty. Like I said, if you want 100% everything Trump does is perfect radio show, we got other shows on the station, but I might not be your person. 80% of the time, I'm a fan. I'm happy he's the president versus the other choice we were given. Trust me. But his loyalty street is a one-way street. It is a one-way street. He demands loyalty, and we saw it with Sessions. We've seen it with others, but right here at home, we saw it with what happened to Jeff Sessions. And you're seeing it with Elon Musk, too. It is a bad bill. It's a big spending bill. I'm going to play a clip when we come back to Jesse Waters last night on Fox defending why the bill's okay. And we'll see if you agree with him or not. All right, coming right back. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Get some text here, then continue the discussion. Russia, I'll just say this, here's the tease. Russia is offering political asylum to Elon Musk. Which, I hate to ever say anything positive about Putin, but kind of well played probably on that. And thank you. Doc says that Representative Allman is great. She will be missed in the House of Representatives. But how is she going to be for being an advocate for the consumer? I mean, I hope she's good. And if you could put me together with her or try to get her on the show, I'm just worried about that. Just worried about that. Mark says, let me take a while. Guess she's pro coal ash. I don't know. That's the stuff, Mark, we gotta get her on the show and talk about. All right, Sam. Hey, says, Sean, Mr. CJ Small is wrong. It's not the state of Alabama's fault for repealing gun permit to carry. I wish we had a permit to carry, but we must balance constitutional rights within our situations. D.A. Blackwell and Peace Officer John Young has hit the nail on the head. It's individuals. So if we know we're a gang, if we know there is a gang involvement, why can't we profile or identify these individuals and just target? Yes, target them like terrorists to stop them. Pull them over, follow them until they're in jail or leave Mobile or stop the activity. And for all of you who think the Sanger Theater is at fault, you're wrong too. Good text, Sam. I'll say on profiling, right? And this is, we talk about balancing, and you wrote about balancing constitutional rights, like Second Amendment rights, right? To defend our Second Amendment rights, even though it may seem inconvenient in certain discussions. So I worry about civil liberties and rights as well. I do, maybe more than people might think I do. I mean, maybe they do. It's a big thing with me, and I try to balance this stuff. But on the profiling part, I don't want to worry to a point about civil liberties that we let the civilization fall apart. I've said this in the past about profiling. If every time a bank was robbed, okay, every time a bank was robbed, the person was wearing a Santa Claus hat doing it. Just stick with me. So every bank robber is got a Santa Claus hat on. Not every person with a Santa Claus hat is a bank robber, but every time this bank gets robbed or these banks get robbed, the person comes in dressed like an old Saint Nick. Is it wrong of the bank to say, hey, here's somebody in a Santa Claus hat. I think before they get inside the bank, we need to make sure they don't have a note and a pistol here to rob the bank. That's profiling, right? That doesn't mean that everybody has the Santa hat on is going to rob the bank, but everybody who robs the bank has a Santa Claus hat on. I mean, John said it. We've talked about it. He and I have talked about it. You make an argument that's decent, Sam, to profile. Because this is not a one-off. This is absolutely a scourge. That's why I've even called it, do we have some sort of Manhattan Project to figure out how to solve this? I mean, this is so, Sam, well-written text. Damn Yankee said, Musk is brilliant, but don't forget he's autistic. People with autism are often immature. He basically had a temper tantrum. Trump, surprisingly, is handling it like the adult in the room. Is he? Is he? I don't know that he is either. But you have both of these guys. I mean, you could see this, you probably see this coming. That Trump would have a time for Elon to move on. It just, here's what gets me, is the BS, and I was going to say the other word, but it's the BS of performative speeches. You go back and listen to what Trump said about Elon on day 130 and how great he's been and all the great things he's done, and Musk, fawning over Trump. And then like a week later, he goes 180. I guess it's just because I don't treat people that way. I'm slow to call somebody a friend, but I'm much slower to throw them under the bus afterwards. It's just a difference in personality. And Trump has a different personality from me on that. Absolutely. So I mentioned this, too. So this is Fox News last night. And so here's Jesse Waters. And he's talking about, this is why I couldn't do that job. I could not. He's saying Trump never said anything about cutting the budget or fiscal concern. Let me just actually play this. So this is last night. Jesse Waters saying that the media said that Musk was co-president. Okay, so listen to this. Cut one. Yeah, cut one.
My issue is that the media said that Musk was the co-president. He doesn't look like the co-president anymore. The media said Trump was doing favors for Elon Musk. Well, if you look at this big, beautiful bill, there's no favors for Elon Musk in it at all. Now, the big, beautiful bill, now he's got a beef with it. These are the things that Trump ran on and won on. Wall, ice guys so you could do mass deportations, military, F-35 ships, pay raises for the troops, and tax relief for everybody, no tax on tips. These are the things that won him the election. He didn't run on balancing the budget.
Yeah.
So this is the priority right now. You have 4 years to balance the budget. Yeah, there's a lot of pork in this thing. There's always a little pork, all right? But this is not a spending bill. This is the signature piece of Donald Trump's second term. This may be the last major piece of legislation Trump ever passes. Well, he might have three terms, but for now, we're saying this is it.
Okay. A couple of things. First of all, there's Jesse Waters saying that never did have a carve out for the EVs there, but then goes on to say Trump didn't run on balance. What is draining the swamp? What is that? What is Trump coming in right off the bat and talking about cutting the department of this and department of that? Maybe for some of y'all, it was just, and maybe I missed the boat on it. Maybe the idea was we're going to cut the department of whatever because, oh, we don't like them. For me, it was, hey, we're right-sizing government. And to say that this is not a spending bill, did you look at the numbers for the big, beautiful bill? It is a spending bill. And I just want to make sure that folks are consistent here. You can like it, but don't tell me when there's Democrats in office and they run something like this that you're okay with it then. So it's a frustration to me. Now, what would the bill look like if the Democrats were in control of the House and close to control of the Senate and you had Kamala Harris in the White? It'd be horrible. It'd be way worse. Agreed. So you play the what about it? Well, it'd be worse. Of course it'd be worse. That's why, thank God, she didn't get elected. But I can still say this is not what I see for a mandate, right? How many times the election, a mandate? Okay, then we got a mandate, and you bring Elon Musk in to mandate right-sizing government, and then you end up spending even more money. Explain to me how that's brilliant. All right, texter, let's see, said, Sean, I wish you would stop saying gun violence. That's a buzzword used by gun-grabbing progressives. It's just plain violence, and if you have to put a word in front of it, let's say criminal violence. Yeah, but I'm saying what we're talking about here, unnamed texter, the reason I use about guns, because I've talked about this for a decade plus. When they show crime stats, there'll be a mass shooting in the country, and they're focused on the mass shooter. And it's a horrible thing. But I have, for way before this discussion came up, I have pointed out the onesie, twosie, threesies shootouts in cities numbers eclipse what happens in one of these dirt bags that goes on a shooting spree. It happens every day, those numbers come in our country, and much more. And that's not driven by people fighting with their fists. And I'm as 2A as it comes, man. You know, I don't have to worry about that. But it is driven by shooting. So if it's just, if these kids, you don't get a punching into, right? The urban terrorists don't go by and throw such a strong punch, it goes into the house and goes through, it goes through the wall, pops out through the sheetrock and hits the toddler in the head. And I'm not for limiting our gun rights. But I am the same way we talk about who's behind this violence. I'm going to talk about what they used to be behind this violence, because if not, I would be not telling the truth. By the way, to add on to what the fight sounds like, B-Dark says it sounds like two teenage girls on Facebook. I don't know if they're... Here's the thing. Imagine those teenage girls had their own... Each respective had their own social media platform that they run or own. CB Girl said, I agree with whoever said this morning that the Trump-Musk feud is the most gay thing I've seen so far this Pride Month. All right, coming back, more Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1250 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Time to check in with our friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Talk about precious metals and some gift ideas. First of all, how are we looking on the precious metals front right now?
Pretty good. We got plenty of gold and silver in stock. We got special deals. We've actually just lowered some premiums on gold and silver as well. So I wouldn't say it's a bad time to buy, but if you've got, you know, if you need extra money for the weekend, we're open until 5 o'clock today. Come in and, you know, bring in some scrap jewelry or whatever you have to sell.
Okay. On the gift side here, two things. I mean, I'm focused, of course, you know me, on Open L Knives. I think a fantastic gift, but also you've mentioned to folks about their watches that are team themed, like you can get an Alabama watch or an Auburn watch, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they look like? Do they have the logo on it? What help me picture this.
Well, there's some that are gold colored. There's two tones, so like a gold and silver color. There's big, bulky ones that are kind of like silver in color with a black O-ring around it. But they have, basically, they feature the logo. It's a collegiate logo, be it Alabama, Auburn, or LSU.
Okay, so you got those in stock, and then you said the other day, you scared me, although you corrected, you said you had a few Open L knives. You did that to just frighten me, right? You got a little more than a few?
Yes. Yeah, we have more than a few. And we've been selling them quite a bit. And people have been buying gardening sets and kitchen knife sets for dad, because some dads like to cook, apparently.
I'm one of those, yeah. I'm that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the kids are, listen, the old number 8 is a fantastic Open L knife, but when you start giving gifts, yeah, like, you know, Anna talked about, you can get these combo kits and stuff, a little more presentation. It's good stuff. There's camping and cooking and gardening kits, all kind of good stuff. All right, tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Mobile, Midtown Mobile, and we are going to be closed tomorrow. Something came up, we are going to be closed tomorrow.
All right, good stuff. Well, we'll talk to you Monday then.
Yes, sir.
All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Grab a few more of these texts, and then I got to get some hard-hitting travel stories in the mix. David says, was the Trump-Musk bromance going to end any other way? We were talking about two men who are egomaniacs with fragile egos who take total offense to the slightest criticism. To respond to Supermom, Trump is a man who took classified docs and flushed them down his gold-plated toilet in Mar-a-Lago. What do you think he would do to the files that actually implicated him in a crime? Would also say, like somebody earlier said, David, listen, if they were out there, that would have been used by the Harris campaign big time, obviously. I still want all the ups. I want the thing released. I want all the names. I don't care what party. If somebody's doing dirtbag stuff, let me know. And then haul their butt off to jail. Old Drinkslinger says, if you use your driveway as a can crusher, you might be a redneck. Well, I might be a redneck. T-Mac says to serve, protect, and harass. I guess talking about the MPD. Let's see. Tim says, now, Sean, when you say things like that, you know that it is being racist. Hmm. What, talking about the profile on this stuff? Like reacting to Sam's text? Yeah. Believe me, I... I know where my heart is. There's not ever a worry in that. I could lay my head down comfortably at night and know how I'm wired, and it doesn't bother me at all. Let's see. Keith in Agricola said, Elon has done this before. Remember the fight with Zuckerberg and Trump in the WWE? They're playing us, I hope. I don't think they are, Keith. Some people have been telling me, Sean, you're missing it. Well, then tell me what the plan is. Like, they're doing a fake fight to find out the real killer, like in some episode of Scooby-Doo or something. Let's see. Joshua said, Trump is not an adult. He acted like a baby with Jeff Sessions. Bill, I would bet Elon's probably on some drugs. That's why he's gone after Trump so hard. He's not really a stable person. A genius for sure, but I think when he gets out of his K-hole, he's going to try to make amends with Trump. Maybe, you know, who leaked that stuff? Who leaked the story about the drug use for Elon that we talked about earlier in the week? That'd be interesting to see where that came from. Although I said when that came out, I said that makes it hard on parents to tell kids, don't do drugs. And then they will say, hey, Dad, the richest man on planet Earth, shut up. Don't worry about him. Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't do drugs. Yeah, but shut up, kids. Listen to your father. I'm telling you something important here. By the way, too, in related stories to this, I like Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's good. Oh, yeah. You know, he sees a little weakness in the force now, and he's jumping in. Bannon says he told Trump to investigate Musk as an illegal alien. So that's Bannon chiming in at that point. Also, this headline, Russia offers political asylum to Elon Musk over the Trump feud. Is he going to be a roomie with Snowden or something? Said a Russian official said the nation, this is from Newsweek, Russian official said the nation could offer American billionaire Elon Musk political asylum over his fierce dispute with U.S. President Donald Trump. This is obviously well played by Putin. I mean, and I hate to give him any accolade, but this is, what if Putin had his own social media platform? Think about that. What would that be called? Because you got True Social for President Trump, Elon Musk with X. Putin needs his own. I know there's a bunch of Russians on Telegram, but that's not his. If he had whatever you would call it, Polonium would be the name of his. Wouldn't that be sexy? Polonium would be the name of his social media platform. Then he could be sending polos out and saying that. Says, but yes, this is coming out from Russia. Dmitry Novikov, first deputy chairman of the State Duma Committee on International Affairs, has made the comments to Russian state TV news outlet TASS. He said, I think that Musk has a completely different game, so he will not need political asylum, although if he did, Russia, of course, could provide it. So there you go. The homage out there, at least the offer for Elon Musk to come here. Did they not know that it doesn't work exactly that way here? I mean, sometimes, depends on who you are, but in this case, probably not. And then these travel stories, I thought I would just wanted to hit up these two here and probably get one of them, maybe get two of them done before the end of the hour. First of all, this is so, if you didn't know, you've got to have this, whatever you call it, the real ID, the star ID now, right? We've done countless stories about it. TV stations have done it. You know, this story coming from KLTV? Yeah, KLTV says, here's the headline. The TSA's there. TSA's urging people to stop trying to use a Costco card as a real ID. This is a real headline. It's a real news story. Really strange. Said the TSA is expressing frustration with travelers who are not providing proper real ID to fly. In a post on Wednesday, TSA made it known that a Costco membership card is not an acceptable identification. Who knew that? Have y'all had trouble going to the airport with your Costco card and not being able to get on? It goes back and said, starting May 7th, most adults catching flights in the U.S. are now required to present either a passport or an upgraded identification card that meets real ID standards. But I guess and they go through the story about what the real ID looks like, but I guess they're having problems with people presenting their Costco card to get through at TSA. So I don't know if that's been a problem here. Do you work at Mobile Airport? Can you tell me? And then this one, as we're with a travel kind of theme here, the story from Metro UK. Headline, have you got nudes? What tourists need to know before going on holiday, to the United States. That was my Cockney English accent. Says here, thinking of visiting the United States, you may want to delete those nudes on your camera roll before you go. That's if you don't want a border control officer looking at them anyway. This is what they're serving up in England. Said under Trump's recent enhanced vetting executive order, travelers are being reminded that border agents can and do search their phone and laptops. Scrutiny is ramping up big time at the U.S. border, with some being denied entry, even detained due to their digital content. So it says, this is what they're warning people in the United Kingdom and elsewhere, or Britain, traveling to the United States, is make sure they get rid of all their nudes off their phone before they try to fly into, like, LaGuardia or something. We might revisit this story in the next hour, which comes up next right here on FM Talk 106.5.